Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we are studying Yechezkel, Perek Tesvav, Chapter 15. This perek is a short perek that is trying to achieve a similar purpose as the prakim before through different means. In the previous prakim, Yechezkel has used symbolic action to awaken people to the fact that the Charban is indeed coming and to prepare themselves in Bavel so that they can accept the exiles of Yerushalayim who will soon be arriving. In this parak, he uses a different device, a literary device, namely the mashal, an allegory or a metaphor, for a similar purpose, to shock the listeners to change. This mashal uses a very classic subject from Tanakh, grapevines, but with a twist. In this parak, though there are grapevines, the grapevines have no grapes. This begs the question, what good is a grapevine if it has no grapes? The exploration of that dilemma forms the basis of this short parak. All other trees, and fruit trees in particular, have some purpose. Cherry wood is beautiful for furniture. Apple trees provide nice shade. Then there is the grapevine. My parents have a grapevine in our backyard, which produces Concord grapes. They are too sour for eating. We experimented one year making grape juice, and let's just say we never repeated that experiment. I relate to having a vine that has no use. The vine creeps up the side of my parents' house and needs to be cut down yearly. If it doesn't, it attaches itself to the siding and to the roof. It doesn't produce shade, and it isn't beautiful. It doesn't even have good wood. It's a vine that attaches to the gutters and sidings with a single, denser root and trunk. So what's it good for? Now let's say you had a vine with a trunk, and two-thirds of that trunk was burnt. Would that make the vine more usable? Technically, there could be some use in burning all of it, but burning a third of an inferior wood seems pointless. The nimshal, the moral lesson meant to be derived from this mashal, this allegory, is that Bnei Yisrael are God's vineyard. The Jewish people was meant to be a light to the nations. Their fruit was supposed to be their good deeds or moral example. Instead, they neglected this sacred duty, and all they became were a useless vine. The Jewish people as a vine was already two-thirds consumed, as there had already been two stages of gullus before. The remnant of the Jews that was left was weakened as well. Unlike a vine, the Jewish people could have changed course. Like the vine, they didn't, and didn't produce the fruits of good deeds. There was no hope for them to escape full destruction. This parak can be divided into two sections. Psukim Aleph through Hey, verses 1 to 5, deals with the mashal. Vav through Ches, 6 through 8, is the nimshal, the moral lesson to be derived. Let's look at the psukim. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Ben Adam, ma yeh eitz hagefen mikol ha'eitz? What will happen to the wood of a grapevine amongst all the grapevines? Hazmora asher haya ba'atzei hayar, the vine branch, the trunk which grew up among the trees of the forest. This pasuk is talking specifically about the zmora, just the trunk of the grapevine that doesn't have any fruit. Only the zmora, the vine branch, is there. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. The pasuk looks to find some use for this tree. Hayukach mimenu eitz lasos melacha. Can you take wood from it to make it something for work? If you take from it a peg to hang on it any vessel. This rhetorical questions tell us that you can't use it to make furniture or a walking stick. It's not even good enough to make a peg to hang something on. It is completely useless. The Navi explores if there is another use for it in Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. Hine la ish nitan la achla. Behold, it is cast into fire for fuel. Eshnei kitzosav achla ha'esh. The fire devoured both of its ends. Vesocho nochar, and its middle is singed. Hayetzlach l'molchama. Will it be profitable for any work? The Radak continues and explains, maybe this trunk would be good for kindling. But let's say you take it out of another fire. Both ends are burnt, and its middle is already darkened. How likely is it that it will be useful to even burn and serve as a source of a new fire? You would likely just throw it back into the old fire. Pasuk Hey, verse 5, continues this logical argument. On a good day, the trunk of a grapevine is hardly useful for anything, even being used as kindling. If it is already burnt, would you be able to do anything with it? Pasuk Vav, verse 6, now turns to the nimshal. Therefore, so says Hashem, Kasher eitz hagefen be'eitz hayar, just as the vine tree is among the trees of the forest, asher nasativ le'ishlachla, which I have given to the fire for fuel, kein nasati es yoshvei Yerushalayim. So I have given the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. This pasuk is telling us to look at the details of the mashal to learn more about the nimshal, the Jewish people. This is a half-burnt grapevine with no fruit. This corresponds to the Jewish people who do no mitzvos. It is burnt from two ends, which represents the galus of Yehoyakim, the galus of the noble class, and the galus of Yehoyachin, the galus of the intellectual and spiritual elite. The middle of the vine that was left over symbolizes the Jewish people left with Tzidkiyahu as king. It will be very hard for this group to revive itself or do tshuva. The Radak adds another layer. Bnei Yisrael didn't want to do tshuva despite all the warnings of the Navi. They ignored the imminent threats. They were surrounded by other nations that were consumed by the advancing armies of Babel. Now Yerushalayim itself will be burnt up. Nimshal continues in Pasuk Zion, verse 7, V'nasati es panai bahem, me'ha'esh yatsu va'esh tochlem, and I will set my face against them, from the fire they came out, and the fire will devour them. V'idatem ki ani Hashem, besumi es panai bahem, and you will know that I am Hashem when I set my face against them. The simple meaning of the pasuk is that, when the Jews don't do tshuva, Hashem will destroy Yerushalayim with fire as had been begun elsewhere. The Gemara and Targum add a different dimension. The Jewish nation was formed by fire. Me'ha'esh yatsa'u, they came out from fire. They were formed by the fire at Har Sinai and by the fire of the Torah. When Jews don't listen to their primary fire, the Torah, they are subject to a different fire, whether in this world or in the next. Pasuk Ches, verse 8, ends the perek. V'nasati es ha'aretz shmama yan ma'alu ma'al. And I will make the land desolate because they acted treacherously. These psukim have made it clear why this punishment happened. Bnei Yisrael did not listen to Hashem in extreme ways. They were ma'alu ma'al. And so the land, which can only tolerate holiness and sanctity, will be destroyed to rid itself of the evil. To summarize the perek, every person wants to do something useful and purposeful with their lives. Through the mashal used, Yechezkel was emphasizing that the only way the Jewish people can be useful in this world is to be an Or Lagayim, a light unto the nations. They are to use the fire of the Torah to set a positive example. When they neglect this duty, there is no more purpose for them. They are then subject to a worldly fire and are consumed by the nations of the world as a punishment for the rejection of Hashem. Thank you for studying together Li'ulay Nishmas Malka Esther Basvi Yosef.